The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Planet CBS Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show, the Mania Edition. One last time. I'm your host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morgan. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606 is that number. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Head over to rantemradio.com for all our Mania coverage for the Mania Marathon. Got a lot already done in the books. You got myself, you got Turnbuckle Throwbacks after me, with my brother from another mother, Philly Phil Rea, and my brother Choppy. So we got a lot going on here on Rant EM Radio. Get in, enjoy the fun. I got people messaging me about calling in, and I appreciate it. It's so good to be here, guys, and it's so good to be doing this once again. Good idea, Double A. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Bringing back the show one last time. Let me hit Randy up real quick. Bam. Okay. We're going to be talking about some news. We're going to be talking about the NXT event last night. Maybe get into a little ROH Supercard. And, of course, talk about WrestleMania. Get your thoughts and opinions heard right here. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. Hey, like I say, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me in your living room early this morning. Do appreciate it as always. A little upset. My girl Ember Moon lost last night. Lost the NXT Women's Championship. Shayna Baszler. Look, I am kind of concerned that this might start a trend with MMA fighters coming in. Thinking that they can start professional wrestling careers. That's something that bothers me a little bit. But at the same point, I don't think they're going to let Ember just go off to the wayside or just hang around. I think you're going to see her on that main roster. And I hope she goes to SmackDown. Please don't put her on Raw. More SmackDown. Me and Big Tone was talking about it last night. Particularly if you have Asuka win the title from Charlotte. It makes perfect sense to have Ember over on SmackDown, and they can sort of kind of renew that rivalry. Let me head to the phone lines right now. Line number one, someone I haven't spoken to in a long time. Randy, how you doing, man? Randy, you there?
What's good, man?
What's up?
Can you hear me well?
Yep, I can hear you. How you doing, man?
You can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Everything good.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate you, man.
Long time no see.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
You're welcome.
Are you excited for Mania today?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I think we all are. It seems to be a big card. And what did you think? Did you watch NXT last night?
Oh, yeah. But I watched it, like, really late. Like, I finished, like, around 4 in the morning. But I got to it.
I thought NXT was really, really good.
It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
That Andrade Cien Almas match. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And the main event.
Oh, yeah. And the unsanctioned match last night was really, really good as well between with Ciampa and Gargano. That's one of the reasons why you become a wrestling fan. That was a good match. good event overall. That's
like sure. Even the ending was beautiful.
Mhm. It was a good event, man. Did you watch the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I saw that one too, but I saw it by parts. Yeah, but I saw it.
That thing was too damn long.
Do you see the pictures for Goldberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, that's sad.
The whole network knows I've never really been a Goldberg guy. But yeah, I've never really been a guy. Do you think Mark Henry was out of pocket for saying that he wants Owen Hart to be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, like, cause I think Double J did the same. Like, I don't know, but like, he should be in, but I think they're going too far, you know. Mm. It got awkward.
Mm. It's like, and that whole show, the network, we did a whole post show on it. The post show didn't happen until like 12:30 midnight, because that thing was just too long, and it started like at 7 o'clock.
That's the thing. You're gonna have to get used to that, because since they own the network, now they do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, that thing is just too freaking long. We had another. Well, I'm not gonna say title change, but Aleister Black is your new NXT champion. As a title change, we also had a new champion crown, NXT North American Championship. Adam Cole won that the other night. Why do you think that belt was created?
We got the main belt, and we got the tag team, and we got the women's. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the other men's, they like, oh, we don't have nothing else. You know, like, we need, like, basically the IC title or that USA title for the mid-carders. Right. So later on, they could become, like, the world heavyweight champions later on, you know?
Right. That makes sense. I don't know, man. You could have crowned this the NXT TV championship, couldn't you?
Yeah, but, you know, like, since this is network, I think they don't want to call it TV championship.
All right, let's get into some news. Enzo Amore has been cleared of all charges that was levied against him. The investigation is over. The young lady who filed the accusations, all her social media has been deleted. All her social media has been deleted. Do you think Enzo should get his job back?
You know what? Everything was dropped, so I think he should. I'm not a big fan of the guy, but, you know, he kept his mouth shut. He didn't say a word. He just waited for everything to die down, and, like, everything came out perfect. So I think he deserved it.
The whole thing that bothers me with it, if you would have told WWE what was going on, I mean, knowing WWE that what we do, chances are he still would have been fired, but now that he's been vindicated, you know, it might have would have made it a little bit easier for him to get his job back. So he should have spoke up.
Yeah, man, with this. No, I feel you, but I wouldn't be surprised he pops out in WrestleMania today.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be a good thing if we see him. He's got a lot of fan support because of that situation, so we shall see if he makes an appearance today.
Yeah.
We'll see if he makes an appearance today.
And you got people calling him, you know, a type of, like, bad name, you know. I don't want to say, you know, the rape and all this. And, look, he came out clean.
Right.
Not everybody eating the words.
Right. My only thing is, he shouldn't have put himself in that spot in the first place. I really feel that way. you got your whole mindset should have been WWE. It shouldn't have been your crazy lifestyle that you were living or whatnot. It should have been about WWE. If you would have done that, then maybe none of this would have happened. But I am glad he got cleared of the charges, and we shall see where it goes from here. Another, I'm not going to say dysfunctional.
Yeah. But Will, you know.
Go ahead.
You know that women lie.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, come on, man. The guy needs a break.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying, as a male, you always have to be, and you.
No. That is true.
Yeah. You know, you have to be cognizant of that stuff. You have to be careful of what you do, who you associate with, particularly when you are when you're a celebrity in the spotlight. Have to be extremely careful.
Hell yeah. And he was champion and everything, you know.
Yeah. It's like you gotta talk.
Because look, the guy, they don't like to do that much. You know, like they don't like to do that much. But look, he was champion.
Yep.
He was the, you know, like he was basically the face of the cruiserweight division.
Yep. Exactly. So you have to be careful in what you do and how you handle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful in what you do and how you handle yourself. In other news, Alberto El Patron terminated from Impact Wrestling after he didn't appear as scheduled at the Impact vs. Lucha Underground event. There was also reports going around saying that he was drunk. I don't know if I completely buy this. There was some rumors that I saw that he was trying to come back to the E. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I read a lot that Vince actually likes Del Rio. AAA doesn't, but Vince does. And I'm just thinking he's just trying to get his ass back in the WWE. And me, as a Latino, I don't mind.
Right. He was supposed to.
I blame everything on Paige.
he was supposed to be the guy to take over.
Yeah, no, no.
He was supposed to be the guy that took over for Mysterio.
Yeah, but now, yo, the way Andrade Cien Almas is going, I think, yo, this guy is perfect, man.
Yeah. All right, I right now, let me see here. I am in the chat room, grantemradio.com. You guys can head over there, hit that chat, listen, like button. Let me head over to line number 2 very, very quickly. Dr. Doom, what's up, man? Doom, you there? You there, Doom?
What's up,
man? What's going on with you today?
Nothing, just fine. It's a little brisket on for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, man. We were just going over some of the news of the day. You heard about Enzo Amore being cleared, right?
With who?
Enzo Amore.
Yeah, he got cleared. Yeah, that cleared. Was WWE's in for a world of hurt because I'll sue the hell out of him.
Well, me and Randy, we got Randy on the line with us as well. I don't know, because I don't think he wasn't fired for him being arrested or being charged. He was fired for disclosing it.
Well, he didn't know if it was a legit charge. Like I said, dude, that's hearsay. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? This chick came out and said that he was a racist. There was no formal charges at all.
Right.
He was never formally charged. So that's hearsay. So again, it don't matter if he got that, because that can happen when that's what a lot of people had an issue with this whole Me Too movement, because you could just come out and accuse somebody and you lose your job.
Right.
It wasn't like he had a actual arrest warrant or anything. They were looking into it.
Right. Let me head over to line number 3. Yeah. Let me head over to line number 3 real quick. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Thank you for calling in, guys. Long time no see from. Last time we talked was what? Last pay per view? Last time we talked was last pay per view. My only thing.
Is that Randy?
Yeah, we got Randy.
That's me, man.
And we got Doom on. And we got Doom on, so. And I spoke with Miss Destiny today. She may be calling in too. So, and I have no idea how to get in touch with Swax. No idea.
Did you invite your old co-host Rage on?
You know what? Rage knows. I sent him an invite. So I don't know if he's
going to. Yeah, I haven't heard that name in years.
Which one, Rage?
Yeah, that Rage.
He's still been around. He just been in the rafters.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the
He came on a sports report a few times. Yeah, he's come on a sports report a few times. Yeah, he came in asking. We had one the last time he was on. We debated.
Talking about college.
Yeah, talking about college sports.
Golf.
Golf.
Mm-hmm. And damn, if it was a sport, that NASCAR is a sport.
That's just about as backwards as hell, but that's just me. Well, my only thing is going back to Enzo, and I'm playing kind of playing devil's advocate. Wouldn't WWE be kind of put in a bad spot because of their domestic violence policy in this?
Well, it wasn't domestic violence. She said that he did all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. There was no charges or nothing. Again, they jumped the gun.
They just didn't want their name. I feel like they just didn't want their name, you know, involved with any rape charges or anything. Like, you know, they didn't want people search up rape charge and bam, WWE comes up. So they like, yo, we gotta let you go till shit dies down.
Yeah.
But it
was a false termination because, like I said, it was no proof.
Right.
So that means that WWE better rehire his ass? Or
they are
getting sued up the ass by him.
Oh, yeah. Because he's been quiet.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he's been quiet. He haven't said a word.
Nope.
And they need to get sued for that. Because, again, you can't just sit here and start terminating people because of hearsay.
Right.
Because of hearsay, really, they understand why they didn't like him. But come on now, is it that damn serious to fire somebody because you don't like him? That's why really why they had a chance to fire him, because they don't like him. Whatever.
I wonder.
I feel like he should have been fired.
I wonder is Connecticut a right to work state though? Because if you're a right to work state, they can fire you for looking at you wrong.
But they're based out of Florida though. The company's kind of based out of Florida.
Mm-hmm. I think the
company is based out of Connecticut.
That's
right?
What I thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but he pays taxes. He pays company taxes in Florida, right?
Because I know Georgia's a right to work state, and with Georgia being a right to work state, if you bat an eyelash the wrong way, they can let you go. And that might be something that figured into it too. We don't know. We'll go on to the next thing. We'll talk about Alberto Del Rio being terminated for Impact Wrestling for no showing an event, and there were some reports of him being drunk at the scene. Do you buy that? There's been some reports saying that he's going back to the E. Do you guys buy these reports that Impact's putting out there?
We talking about Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, or Alberto El Patron, I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, he's a very unprofessional consultant.
I
blame Paige.
Huh?
He blames Paige.
She's been a bad influence for that poor guy.
Nah. Whatever. he was married at the time. Like I said, man, I don't really respect Del Rio, because he's done a lot of stuff, and because the money rolls in. When he first got out, he was all screwed WWE, Triple H, and the Punk, and all this stuff coked up. Once money started flowing in, he wants to build the bridge and come back. So
I can care less about El Patron. Or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
But he been talking to Vince, so I think he might be back in the WWE on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I buy these reports completely. Anyway,
that's what I was telling William. He's Vince is a big fan of his, so I'm pretty sure we'll see him.
I agree with the no showing part. He probably being an asshole didn't show to the event. It was Impact versus
Paige. Like Paige got into his hotel and messed up the alarm clock. I blame her for that.
I do buy that, but the parts that go around saying he was drunk, I don't know, man. You know, that could have been out there something to just give Impact an excuse. Earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, Hall of Famer Jimmy Valiant dies after he was struck by a motor vehicle. He was a Hall of Famer. He was 71 years old. Did any of you guys get a chance to really see him wrestle?
I don't know nothing about this guy, but rest in peace.
He was a little before me. Just a hair before me. I didn't even really get a chance to see him wrestle either. But rest in peace, man. Sad to see, you know, a Hall of Famer go. Vader undergoes successful open heart surgery. So hopefully Vader lives around a little bit longer. He was talking like he was going to die.
Well, shit. Before he those type of surgeries, you do die in. You know, they don't. Those type of surgeries, a lot of people die off of those type of open heart surgery. You never know.
I don't know if y'all remember
the hit and miss with that.
Was it like 2 years or like? Was it like 2 years, a year ago that he was saying that he got like a month to live or 2 months to live and shit?
Yeah, he was saying he was talking that way. Like, you know.
What? Something's going to happen to Vader?
Yeah.
He
died?
No, he was posting it up on Twitter saying that he probably got like a month to live and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. Heart issue.
Yeah.
And everybody was scared.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, he probably was telling the truth. He probably had 2 years to live.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said.
Yeah, if the doctor said he had 2 years to live and he lived over 2 years, then yeah, for him, but shit. I don't want to see him go like that. Nah, at least let him go into the Hall of Fame first.
Right, exactly. Got Miss Destiny in the chat.
He's not in here?
No. Should have been put him in.
Yeah.
I would have put him in 3 years ago.
Nah, he inducted.
Oh, hell yeah. He should have.
Now, he inducted someone, but he's not in.
He inducted Stan Hansen.
Mm-hmm. He should have been.
And he still go with the WWE. I think they have a good relationship, right?
Yep.
So I think the only person he had an issue with was Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Hey, you would not talk about Shawn Michaels right now. I'm so disappointed with Shawn Michaels right now anyway.
I'm pissed off with him, too. He cut his ponytail.
You just don't know.
That was the last piece that we had.
Any of y'all seen Shameless?
Yeah.
That was the last.
You know the father? The father, like, he's a crack. Yo, he looked like him. He looked like a crackhead, just like him.
he looked like one of my white uncles. I swear.
Oh, man. Another thing.
Kind of disappointed.
I could see him right now screaming at his neighbor, like, get off my porch.
Another thing we were talking about was the Hall of Fame show. That thing was just too damn long.
It was actually good. I actually, Phil said, it was a good Hall of Fame.
Oh, it was a good Hall of Fame, but the damn show was
very
just,
good.
It was a damn good show. It was just too damn long.
What's going on?
They need to cut that thing down.
They need to start the red carpet at 6. Hello?
We got Lee Champion on line. We got Lee Champion on line number 4. Lee, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you feeling?
Good, man. Long time no chat. I ain't talked to you in forever, dude.
Hey, look. I'm just going to listen in because I only got like 10 seconds. I just want to say, Shawn Michaels looks fucked. He looks like a guy who looks like Shawn Michaels. and he looks so empty in his soul.
He do. So, don't say that.
I love Shawn Michaels, but Shawn Michaels looks horrible.
Yo, he looked like he lost his smile all over again.
Yeah. He lost everything.
Yeah, he
looks like cocaine wino.
Cocaine, but
anyway.
Hey,
yeah, it is. But anyway, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Lee.
I'm going
to
listen in. No problem, man.
Later. All right, man. Oh, Lee Champion doing a run-in, ladies and gentlemen.
He do. Him and Bret Hart just put a pick at that to those two.
Yeah. You know.
They both look lost.
Maybe it's just me. I just had expectations. When you look at Billy Gunn, how old is Billy Gunn?
I don't know. I've seen him, but he still looks good.
Yeah.
He's like 40s.
He's at an independent show here. He's our champ.
He's got to be around my age. I'm 46. He's got to be around my age, and he still looks good.
Okay.
Holy but he's shit. Still on the he's 54.
Damn.
He's still on the
You heard Will? He's 54.
Damn, he's 54?
54, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah, he is older.
November 7th.
Yeah, he is older.
November. Mm. Yeah, he's November 11, 1963.
Damn.
Because how old is Triple A? Because you know Triple A is getting up there. Triple H is 50, right?
He was one of the young ones.
No, Triple H is like 50.
He's 48.
Okay, he's 2 years older than me. Okay.
Damn.
Okay, he's 2 years older than me. Okay. Okay. You, what you say, dude? Billy Gunn still juicing?
Yeah, man. You remember he got popped?
I remember he got
that's when they fired him out the WWE.
I remember he got caught that one time.
Doing the bodybuilding when they wanted to say that. Oh, and this is what you seen the hypocrisy of the WWE because he popped hot in the bodybuilding thing at the bodybuilding tournament and they fired him. But even though WWE didn't do the drug test, but Brock Lesnar popped hot, and they say they don't mess with the
MMA guys.
Personal conduct policies.
Well, with, he'll be back.
Saw, they
he'll be back. That's Triple H boy. Like almost everybody got a job in the click.
he'll
be back.
He'll
be back.
Shows up hot.
I think it's
yo, quick question. Question.
Go ahead.
Do you ever see X-Pac going in inside the Hall of Fame?
Hell
and I'm not talking about like going in. Not. I'm not saying going in as DX. I'm talking about himself.
No.
But he'll go in with DX.
And I tell you why. I tell you why. I don't think he goes in as an individual. I don't think his career. Look, he had a shining moment here and there, but no. No.
He was always attached to somebody.
Right.
No, yeah, that's his thing. Like, I never saw him as a, you know. I feel like the only reason he got so far because he's one of Triple H guys, you know?
Yeah.
No, he is a good hand.
He was part of the clique before.
But he's a good hand, too, in the ring. You got to give him that. He's a very good fucking hand.
If he wasn't in the clique.
Yeah, if he wasn't in the clique, he wouldn't even. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. Think about all the places that he was did business with. Razor Ramon. He went to the NWO. Who was in the NWO? The Click. DX. Who was in that Click? The Click.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but in terms of performance and what he did as a performer, he was more valuable in WCW.
He was. Yeah. Especially those cruiserweight matches he used to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and Jericho.
He also ripped his ass.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He sure did. I remember that story. him and Jericho had a few good matches.
Yeah, I used to go. Yeah, I ripped my ass.
Oh man. Another thing we were talking about, these MMA. Now we have Shayna Baszler winning the NXT Women's Championship last night from my girl. I think this might start a dangerous precedent. A lot of these MMA guys might start coming to the E, talking about so we can have successful wrestling careers. I don't like that.
You can make some money.
I don't like that, though.
You know what?
What's messed up is that she should be in the male division.
She should be in the male.
I'm sorry, Will. Amber Moon. I'm sorry. She's terrible on the mic, man.
You know what?
Ooh.
You know what? You know what? You know what? That
she, tonight.
But she's a good wrestler. She's a good hand, but she needs that mic work.
You know what though? And that was my one criticism of her since she was back in ACW, back in Anarchy, down in Texas. That was, if she has a weakness, that will be that weakness. It's her mic work, but
her ring parents, her parents, and all that stuff is good. It's just she needs a mouthpiece. She needs something,
right?
Yeah. She is a wrestler. Like I see a wrestler in her. It's just she needs a mouthpiece, or she needs to practice.
Oh man, shit! I'll be her mouthpiece.
but she was she was looking great last night.
Hell yeah!
I understood.
Hell yeah!
I wasn't happy that she lost, but I understood it. And hopefully she gets that call up to SmackDown, because I don't want to see her on Raw. I really don't.
Yeah, she's going to SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't want to see her on Raw.
She's going to go to SmackDown.
Well, I think they're going to beef up SmackDown, because I believe Asuka's going. See, they moving. I believe they're moving Asuka to SmackDown. They're going to move Charlotte to Raw.
Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense, because if Oscar wins the championship from Charlotte, you move Ember Moon over there, they can sort of kind of renew that rivalry.
Because they're going to be building towards this Ronda Rousey going to be the one to beat Oscar, and nobody's seeing it. I see it. That's going to be SummerSlam, and that's going to be the big match.
I can't see it this year. I can't see that this year. And the only reason why I say that is because if you do that this year, it means nothing. It means nothing because of the fact that you give Ronda no build.
Well, they're gonna try to build up Ronda real quick.
No,
because that's why they're gonna move her.
The only reason why I think that's a bad idea because right now you got her calling to Mania today, and we'll get into Mania in a second. You have her going in today as part of a mixed tag team. She's not wrestling on her own. I don't know how fast I'll build her. I'll give her maybe a year's build and then go from there.
But that's what they gotta see. But they're gonna have to put people to build her up. And you can't have two alpha females on the show.
Who would you put against her?
Because they will have to get to that match quick.
Who would you put against her to build her up? Somebody like a true vet in Mickie James or Maddie Nahart?
They're going to have to feed everybody else, but you can't feed her Oscar right now.
So who would you?
I'm going to tell you like this. Oscar ain't going to win that championship tonight. Who? That's going to be that. You always have to have one disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
For the marks, Asuka ain't going over. I'm telling you this now.
Oh, nah, whatever. It has to happen. Like I said, I'm looking at what they're gonna consider as money.
Look at the big picture. That's not money.
Ooh,
Charlotte, no, that's not money. First off, Asuka can't speak.
That's true.
Yes, she can.
That's true.
Nope. Have you been watching Oscar some can't of these speak. Interviews?
Okay, she's all right. She's all right.
No,
yeah, I think it is
the scripted promo.
We're talking about Flair.
Okay.
Flair, Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
And Ronda Rousey is going to be
that could happen.
Uh-oh.
I still don't think.
We got the boss man. He just logged in to Skype. Boss man might be calling in. I would love to see Asuka win. She's a legit badass. But Doom, you have a point. When she the "Are you ready for Asuka?" line is just getting old.
But as I seen her on the other actress, she can speak English good. It's just these scripted promos. Let her talk.
We got the boss man.
Let her say what she wants to. Yeah.
We got the boss man on line number 4. Boss man, AA. How you doing, man?
Am I calling the Wrestling Call-In Show?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, no, I'm just calling in to check in to say hello to everybody, and that we've got a busy day ahead of us. I've been up since 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Dealing with crap. Now I'm running around and driving around listening to you guys pontificate, commiserate, bitch, moan, complain, usual stuff. But no, I just call in to say hello and say hi to whoever's on the call. I have no idea who's on the call.
Oh, yeah.
But,
we got Mr. Hightower. We got Mr. Hightower. Okay. We got Doom.
Okay.
We had Randy. I don't know if Randy is still with us. Randy might
take that dog for a walk.
Randy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Randy's there too. Okay. So we got Randy here too.
All right. So we got Randy. We got Doom. We got mm-hmm. Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, sir. This did not make it. You see, we were on the air yesterday afternoon. For those that missed the roundtable last night, but we got off the air and Surfer called and said he was not calling into the call-in show because he was missing the church crowd at the supermarket. So I said, well, why don't you go on Saturday to go get your WrestleMania wares and be a part of the festivities of the call-in show? He says because the specials don't go into effect on Sunday. So, So he says he needs to avoid the church crowd, and he wants to get the specials in. So, in case anybody's wondering why Surfer's not calling in, it's because he's at the supermarket.
Hey, Double A, I have a rebuttal for.
Real quick, guys. Let me do this real quick.
Listening to the episode.
Real quick, Doom. Real quick, let me do this. I have a special caller on line number 5. Miss Destiny, how you doing?
Hey, William. It's good to hear from you again. Long time no talk.
How you doing, Miss Destiny? You doing pretty good?
Hey, it's not Miss Destiny anymore. It's Mrs. Davis now.
Mrs. Davis. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but Destiny was a stage name.
That's right.
Yes, it was. And the reason why I called myself Miss Destiny is here on Earth, and the big man got to control my destiny here until it's time to go home to meet my pop.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of skirts in wrestling that get married, and they keep their wrestling name.
I decided.
Yeah, you gotta keep your gimmick name.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your gimmick.
Yep.
Your gimmick name stays in effect. Just because your government name changes doesn't mean your gimmick name changes.
Right.
I'm always going to be Double A. That's just how it's going to be. I could change my name.
Double A.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Hey, I'll be back with you.
Do your thing, man.
Take it easy. Don't get too excited because I'm calling in. I'm only calling in for a couple of minutes to say hello to everybody. But you got to keep the gimmick alive just because you changed your name and got married, you know.
I thought you never wanted to speak to me again.
I never said that, but okay.
I gave up on wanting to come back to your show because I thought you never wanted to speak to me again.
It's all good, Miss Destiny. We all together.
I never said that, but okay. We won't air dirty laundry
right
on WrestleMania Sunday.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm very looking forward to the Charlotte Oscar match.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to let William go back to entertaining the matches because this is a wrestling call-in show. It's not Double A driving on I-75. So, William, let you go back to entertaining the masses. Enjoy WrestleMania, everybody. Don't forget to coming up at 1:30 after this show, Turnbuckle Throwback to the Rant on at 4. We'll have a post show at around 12 midnight, and Surfer will probably fall asleep on the air for that. And Surfer, if you're listening,
if you don't want to move,
there's no cottage cheese sale in the world that would warrant you missing out on being here today.
There you go.
I say good day, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Double A. Have a good one, man.
All right,
later. All right, man.
Double A.
Miss Destiny, you were saying and I still call you Miss Destiny because that's how I met you. So please don't think I'm trying to be disrespectful.
No, I don't mean to be disrespectful because I heard a rumor that AA didn't want to talk to me ever again, so I just gave up.
Nope. That's not the case. Everybody's good. Everybody's getting along. But you were saying you were looking forward to Charlotte Oscar. Why is that?
Because I think that should be the match to close the pay-per-view.
Really? Really?
If it's a female match. But if it's a male match, I hope it will be maybe Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles if it's a man. It's a match that's going to end it.
Speaking of that, real quick, did AJ ever get clear for today?
Yeah, I think he is. Like,
okay, because I know he was hurt.
The match is going.
Okay. Because I know he was hurt. Okay. He's been clear.
And William Morgan, if you must know, yes, I watched the NXT thing. I gave the pay-per-view about a B plus to an A.
Okay. It was a good pay-per-view. I hope Mania can definitely try to top that. It was very good. That last match, the unsanctioned match, rather, Johnny Gargano versus Ciampa, that's the reason why you watch wrestling.
So you for sure that you're not talking about
that? That's the reason why you watch wrestling.
You must be talking about when I be talking to
him. Let's move on here. There's some... It's been confirmed The Rock has had some under-the-radar meetings about a future presidential run. Can y'all see The Rock as president?
Can you text me?
Can you see Dwayne Johnson as president of the United States?
I'm about to get back on.
Can you see that?
I heard about it.
I can't see that happening. I really can't.
I also watched the Hall of Fame induction ceremony and laughed my ass off when Jeff Jarrett and B.G. James trying to sing the song.
Oh, yeah. That show was just damn too long, though. It was good, but it was just too long.
And I'm really glad that Mark Henry threw down the gauntlet to Martha Hart to have Owen Hart be inducted. I think it's about time that woman got off her high horse and forgave the WWE. They didn't mean to have him die on their watch. They really didn't mean it.
I don't think that's a high horse. Like, that's something serious, you know? Yeah. Like, you don't just get over something like that.
If you didn't put him in that spot, you know...
Like me, honestly, I don't like talking about that. Because, you know, it brings, like, everything down. But, I don't blame her. Like, honestly, I don't blame her.
Me either. Because WWE will profit off of that.
Yeah.
While it might be a good move and it might be a nice thing to do, WWE in the end will still profit. So, you know, exactly. I get it. I understand it. But, you know, again, and look. I think that was kind of out of pocket for Mark Henry to go that route. It was good he did it, and I understand his intentions. But I sort of kind of think that was kind of bad when you do that on national television or on the WWE network, rather. That's something to me you do behind closed doors.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I found that awkward.
But I understand it.
You could you could tell on the crowd's reaction. Well, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know whether to cheer it or to laugh about it. Mm-hmm. They didn't know. It was so awkward.
Yeah, it was. It was. Anything else that stood out to you, anything else that stood out to you, Ms. Destiny, about any of the events that transcribed so far during the week? Anything else that stood out to you?
I'm just hoping that nobody gets hurt for tonight's WrestleMania match. This is supposed to be called the granddaddy of them all pay-per-views. And also, I believe that this pay-per-view is going to show the case of the Immortals.
It looks to be a good card, so it definitely will check it out. We're about to go into it now. I want to get your predictions and who you think will win what.
Okay, you want my predictions right now? I'll tell you right now.
We can go ahead.
I think Charlotte's going to lose.
Mm-hmm. He was going to go one by one.
Yeah, I was going to go one by one.
Nia's going to win. I think Braun and his mystery partner is going to win. And I'm even going to take a guess as to who the partner is. I think that this person might be... Because this person's been out for a long time. It could be the crazy thing, maybe of a Dean Ambrose, Braun, Strowman, Taking, or could be Samoa Joe, but who knows. For the SmackDown talent, I hope the New Day gets it. And also, I'm also hoping that Shane and Daniel get rid of Kevin and Sammy.
Oh my.
Here's my issue with Owens and Zayn. It's like they can't do anything without each other. It's like Owens always has to be with somebody. If it wasn't Jericho, not Zayn.
I don't know who's going to win the men's Royal Rumble, the Andre the Giant. But for the female one, I'd like to see maybe a Bayley win the women's one.
You want Bayley to win? Okay.
And also, I think for the United States title, since there are four, I'm going to pick one in the backup. The backup will be Randy Orton, and I think that Bobby Roode might get it back.
Okay, that's fair.
For the triple match for the Intercontinental title, I want to see Finn Balor get it.
Okay, that's fair. Any other match you want to comment on before we let you go?
For the Ronda Rousey turn angle match with Stephanie and Hunter, how did they go thing? Olympic gold, baby. I vote for Ronda and Kurt.
All right. Well,
it has been a great honor to talk to you again, William Morgan. And like I say with my trademark thing, don't be a stranger if you want to talk to me off camera. I'm here for you if you need me.
All right. Thank you for that. You have a great WrestleMania day. We'll talk to you soon.
And all I got to say is it's good to hear from you, my neighbor up north.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Destiny. We'll see you later.
Peace out.
All right, now. I tried to get her to go my way. I did. She just took it a whole different
way. No, let her. You get her off.
It's all good, though. It's all good. This is a large card, so I wasn't going to go over this to the 12 o'clock hour, but I'm going to go ahead and start going over it now, because there's a lot here to go over. She picked Bayley to win the Women's WrestleMania Battle Royal. Who you guys looking at?
Ruby Riott.
You know what? That ain't a bad pick.
That's going to be your dark horse, because that's the new... That's one of our newest heels. She's going to go far.
So I
got Ruby Riott.
That is not a
bad I think it's going to be, you know, the only feud that has, you know, the girls going at it back and forward. It's Bayley and Sasha. So I'm guessing they're going to be the last two.
Right.
And they're probably going to give it to Forehead Sasha. So, yeah.
Forehead Sasha. Double A is back. Go ahead, man.
Real quickly, I just wanted to list my picks for the next 20 WrestleManias, if you've got a moment.
Go ahead, man. Oh, man.
But for this WrestleMania, I want Brock Lesnar to go over. For next year, I think I want Big Cass to come back and main event WrestleMania. Then for WrestleMania 36, which is going to be on Mars, I want Tyler Bate, who doesn't appear on TV nearly as much as he should, to main event WrestleMania. And then when we get to WrestleMania 37 in 2022, I think I want this guy named Jack
Jack off, and he hasn't become a wrestler yet, but he's got a great finisher. It's a variant of the jackhammer. and one more thing, William.
Yes.
WrestleMania 38 in 2023, if my math is correct, which will take place in Uranus, which it's pronounced Uranus because if you say Uranus, that's bad.
Yes.
So it's Uranus, and because it sounds nothing like urine, I think the main event we're gonna see the Undertaker finally have a retirement match against Brutus Beefcake. And can we skip it? Do you have a moment, William?
Yes,
let's skip ahead to WrestleMania 40. I believe that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 21, 22. And I think what's going to happen is Michael Cole and Gordon Solie, and Gordon's been dead at this point for 40 years. I think Michael Cole and Gordon Solie are going to call the main event, which will probably be Vince McMahon in a wheelchair against I don't know, maybe they'll bring back Gorilla Monsoon.
Yes.
What are your thoughts, William?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Hey, and William,
yes.
If you need anything, just call me.
All right, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right,
man.
Oh, my goodness. Predictions were perfect.
Oh, my. Uh-oh. Look who is back from the supermarket. Surfer, what's up, man?
What's up? Everybody don't know my business.
The Surfer one.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm okay.
Good, man. Good. Ah, WrestleMania day, fellas. WrestleMania day. Let me get your thoughts on a few things, Surfer. What you think about the Hall of Fame?
I honestly got bored by it pretty quickly and didn't watch the whole thing.
Wow. I just thought it was too damn long. I thought it was a good show. I just thought it was too damn long. By the time that thing was over, I was knocked out.
The only person I really didn't like was what's his name? Hillbilly, whatever.
Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah, he was going on and on and on. I just had to mute him.
They all kind of went on and on.
Mark Henry went on and on, but I mean, well deserved. He, you know, he's a lifer in WWE, so I wasn't really tripping.
Yeah,
his speech was kind of good.
And when he did the sexual chocolate thing, that was cool too.
Yeah, I just thought the whole show was just too damn long. What did you think about NXT?
Yeah, I thought it was a good show. I missed like the beginning of it, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
I was mad because my girl lost, but she gonna get that call up to SmackDown. Same way.
Okay, hold on. What's up with Ricochet?
Sick of she was gonna lose.
Like everybody like Ricochet for what?
He does a lot of high spots.
Yeah, he's a fucking spot monkey. I don't see. Can he even talk? Can he cut a promo?
I don't know. Now, when you mentioned about your girl getting called up,
yes, sir.
Is she gonna get called up and get lost in the shuffle or what?
I don't think she's gonna get lost. I really don't. If she's too much of a talent, man, in ring. Now that she has some
mic with there, but a lot of people on the roster, and you know
that's on SmackDown. If she go to SmackDown, she won't get lost. But if she go to Raw, she will get lost.
Yeah.
Okay. If she goes to SmackDown, well, she won't be sniffing a championship no time soon because Asuka's gonna carry the belt for at least a year.
I keep telling y'all, Asuka ain't cool with him. y'all think?
But I don't want her to go to Raw, and I don't want her to go to Raw because you got Miss Bliss over there, and I've made my feelings known on Bliss. I think she's trash. I think we overvalue the promo.
Come on, Will.
I think we overvalue.
You know she's
trash. She's trash in ring, and in ring means a lot to me. Maybe that's just me being old school, but in ring means a lot.
You really think
I feel like
is going to lose her winning streak?
Yes, she is. I'm telling y'all. What? fucking marks, dude.
But here's the thing about that. She's gonna fucking lose. But here's the thing about that, Hightower. She's the only legit badass on that women's roster.
All right.
That's the only thing I say. I mean,
I say Charlotte gonna whoop her ass. I say Charlotte gonna go over. Charlotte has not lost a pay-per-view yet, and nope. She will go over.
She's losing this one.
I think she's being safe for Ronda Rousey.
All right. Oscar versus Ronda Rousey is not money.
They wouldn't build up this whole win streak to have her lose at WrestleMania.
Right.
Hey, we talking about Vince here.
Listen, she had plenty of chances to lose since she's been up. She could have lost it.
We're talking about Vince.
She could have lost it to Survivor Series. She did not. She could have lost it to this next challenge. She did not.
We ain't talking about Triple H. We ain't talking about Steph. We talk about Vince McMahon and what he wants. And Asuka is not going over. You put it this way. Either Asuka win or Nakamura loses. Or Nakamura wins or Asuka loses.
Listen. We could be seeing.
Can't have both.
We could by the end of the night, we could be seeing no white champions.
All right.
Seeing two.
That's not going to happen in the WWE.
Two champions and two Samoa.
I won't let that happen.
You won't let that happen.
I feel like, I'm a Roman Reigns fan, but I feel like they're going to throw the bone. They're going to throw a bone, you know, like for, let's say, they're going to have Asuka and Nakamura win, but then have Roman Reigns win. So be like, okay, you had your two indie people. Now here's the one that we want to shove up your asses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, out of the four, the one person that's probably destined to lose is Nia Jax.
I don't think so. No. I think
this is all culminate with the main event too. But we'll talk about that later. But I feel like Nia Jax gonna win and Roman Reigns gonna win.
I think Nia's gonna win too. But we got Doom back. Doom, what's up, man? I think Jax is gonna win. Like I said, I think Bliss is trash. I think that with her, you overvalue the promo. And what I mean by that, the promo is great to tell the story, but the end product is in the ring. And if you don't have the skills to back up that promo, what good are you?
Yeah, but you know that Vince cares more about promos than wrestling.
It's not a promo for her, it's her look. Come on, man. She is not cut as explicit.
Bliss?
That's not a promo.
Bliss? Yeah, what's the combination?
I'm sorry, Bliss.
Like, she could talk.
I mean, Bliss is just trash to me. She's just trash in the ring when it comes.
I don't like her either. I feel like she's AJ Lee all over again. Like this overrated little shit being put over everybody.
And you know what kills me? She falls under the fans I hate. I hate Dallas Cowboys fans, with the exception of Tony C. I hate LeBron James fans. I hate Alexa Bliss fans because they're oblivious to the freaking world. Go on Facebook and there's a bunch of pages that just bow down to her. She's my little 5 foot of fury. She's this. She's that. Look, dude. Yep. When it comes down to wrestling, she's terrible. And I blame her for Bayley losing her push.
Mm-hmm.
When Bayley's the better worker. Yeah.
Well, I like her because I like short girls.
You can have a dude.
This is, I'm telling you, this is AJ Lee all over again.
Yeah.
The pretty little face that's not even that good at all. And then it's being shoved up our asses. You know, like this is, I'm tired of her, so I'm tired of this bitch.
Why you gotta be disrespectful?
I'm tired of her too, man. I agree with you.
I don't know. That's me, man.
I agree with you. I'm tired of her too. I'm sick of her. All right, it's the 12 o'clock hour. We got one more hour to go, and then we'll get on out of here. Let's start going over this WrestleMania card very quickly. Get your predictions, your thoughts. First things first, Women's WrestleMania Battle Royal. Who y'all got?
We don't know because we don't know who's in it.
I got Ruby Riott to go over.
I love that pick. I love that pick. Well, you know,
it's gonna be Nikki Bella.
Yeah, right, bro.
Y'all talking about the Swerve for the night. There you go.
Well, you might be right.
I wouldn't mind Nikki Bella, but I think they're gonna give it to, like I said, Forehead Sasha. So.
I thought she was hurt. Oh, Sasha Banks? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be Sasha or Bayley.
One of them too.
They feud them, but it's not going to be them.
I love
Michelle
that.
McCool might come back and eliminate
everybody.
I've never liked Michelle McCool since after her first 2 years, maybe the first year and a half in the East, she got repetitive. Andre the Giant, Moya Battle Royal. Just give me an idea or a thought who might win that.
I don't care.
We don't know who's in the Battle Royal. Yeah. That's the thing. You can't make a prediction on it.
I mean, you kind of know. You got Woken, Matt Hardy, Goldust, some other people. Who cares?
It might be the
Am I the only one that thinks that Bray Wyatt's not going to be Bray Wyatt anymore?
It's done.
He hadn't been Bray Wyatt
in a minute. I feel like he's going to get another gimmick.
He hasn't really been Bray Wyatt in a long time. Only thing about him I give him credit for is JoJo.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know why he pulled that off, but more power to you, man.
I don't know if you read, like, completely. She's milking the shit out of him.
I believe it. And then he's going through his divorce too. This one, I think, calling the 407. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Yo.
Ah, it's who I thought it was. What's up, man?
What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Chilling. We got a cast.
Everybody stat.
We got a
cast. Everybody strapped in, ready for the return of the wrestling calling show, so let's get it.
We got a cast of thousands here. We got Doom. We got Surfer back from the grocery store. We got Hightower, and we got we got Randy. Surfer, what store you go to, man?
That's none of y'all business. I don't want y'all
to run
out with our boy.
Dude, you went to, I mean, I just want to know. You went to Harris Teeter. You went to Bilo. I'm just saying.
Never heard of those stores.
Milo. Kroger.
Don't have those stores.
They still got a Piggly Wiggly up there?
No.
Got one down here.
What the hell is a Piggly Wiggly?
Grocery store.
Grocery store.
That's a grocery store. I'm not chicken.
Surfer went to the Piggly Wiggly. Oh, my goodness.
I never heard of a Piggly Wiggly.
Bad dude.
And I just want to say, Mark Henry, I'm disappointed in you, sir. You got all your kids there except for one damn one.
And didn't even mention them in this Hall of Fame.
Show didn't.
Mark,
that's horrible.
Sure didn't.
That's horrible.
Marquise.
You are Mr. a shit Harris. Father, sir.
Yes.
You are a shit father. Because a father like you, you're a good father. Bad man. So you bring all your kids, even the bastard ones you ashamed
Kurt Angle right didn't bring his other kid there either.
He didn't.
I know. Shout out to Magnus who was there and laid any of them champions down in the crowd.
This is your world
champion. Of all champions.
This is your world champion speaking.
That's hey. Right.
That's must been awkward as hell having Kurt Angle, Karen, and Jarrett.
In the same place.
Like, ain't no difference. Than
yeah, just talking about how, talking about how you saved my life and this and that. I'm like, man, you saved his life, but you killed this one right here.
Ain't no different than Seth Rollins having his ex girl and his new girl in the same spot.
Which one?
You didn't see that?
JoJo
or Xavier Woods and Paige?
Yep.
Oh, did y'all see the Paige? Did y'all see the Paige new sneak peek movie?
Yeah,
trailer.
They finna fire
that
shit look good. They gonna fire Paige after this damn movie.
They gonna fire Paige.
Yeah,
that don't even look like a WWE.
$10 gonna be made.
They gonna fire Paige.
That be going right to red.
That's going in the theaters or straight to video.
It don't look like a WWE movie though.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got
Elbow on the network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got beautiful baby in the chat.
I saw the last WWE movie. Nobody else saw it.
We ain't have beautiful baby in it.
But for Dan the Bull?
No. Slight.
You can't say that shit was funny when The Rock was talking shit. So you know that.
Yeah, because it's his production. What is it, like $7? Some shit like that?
Yeah.
$7 production? Some shit like that? I don't know. But yeah, it's a Rocky
house
Yeah, so they gonna have somebody playing Vince McMahon.
All right, let's go on.
So the million is the $1 million give off.
All right, let's go ahead and start. I got somebody calling in on the house phone. All right, let's go ahead and go over some definite matches. Cruiserweight Championship Final: Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
Don't care.
I want Mustafa Ali.
Cedric Alexander got to win. Got to have a brother go over on this person.
Yeah, I want some sex.
Can't have all the Orientals and Samoans. So, got to have a brother win.
Got to have a brother win. Okay. All right.
Cedric Alexander.
We gonna next. Anybody else gonna want to predict that?
Right. No, I'm going with Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Just because I know him a little personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say it again. Mustafa.
Mustafa. What is it with that in wrestling, Mustafa? All right. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who y'all got?
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
I feel like we're going to get a turn.
They're going to Raw, man. Their storyline should be pretty much done.
If Owens and Zayn win, they return to SmackDown. If not, they remain fired. So keep that
in mind. I got Shane and Daniel Bryan. And then Daniel Bryan hit him with his finisher move after the match.
I got a problem with Kevin.
I feel like Shane is going to turn on D-Bry.
That could happen. You know, Daniel Bryan's been cleared to come back. And with him coming back, maybe you can see a feud between those two at some point down the line.
Oh, no.
I'm tired of Shane already.
I'm hearing about one of your boys is going to be the new GM.
Double J.
Damn, TD is infected to WWE. And damn, Magnus is going to come in. It basically, we got TNA on damn Tuesday night.
That'd be funny as hell if we get a Madness John Cena match. That'd be funny as hell.
Well, he better come out with that guitar and he better play Slap Nuts on it.
Yep.
We need that Magnus and John Cena match for custody of Magnus's kid. Be like, we're old damn Rey Mysterio.
I'm still trying to figure out how John Cena get away with not paying child support.
And shout out to that little boy who gave that shot to John Cena, so I got a better chance of getting a match from your ass. Little Gary Coleman took a shot at Surfer Boy.
And Cena had no comeback because of the Make a Wish kid, his kryptonite.
Yep.
Cena could turn heel and put him in the SCFU at WrestleMania, and then the Undertaker come down. Now that'd be a
rough. You can't bury little Gary.
You can't do that.
Double A calls a little black kid.
You can't do that. Yeah. You can't do that to Gary. I don't know what's happening
to Double A, man. He's starting to turn the corner, Ron Parker.
Come on, man. You can't do that. You can't do that to the little kid, man. I mean, you can't do that to Gary Coleman, dude. I mean, the dude had his own TV show and his own cartoon. How you gonna do that to Gary Coleman?
He said Rob Parker.
Yeah, that's what Double A trying to turn into. Give some people watermelons and hats.
What the fuck?
Oh, Gary ain't been listening to the red lately? Oh.
That's funny. That is so funny.
Got my man here, watermelon.
Little Gary
Coleman.
Boy, being like Powers, David Powers.
No, I can't do that to the little black boy. No, I can't do that to the little black boy.
It's only one white lightning, man.
Shit.
That is true.
And can the Undertaker just go away, like, for good?
Well, no. If Roman didn't give him a shitty match last year.
Need to finish off this match with Cena.
That match was terrible. I agree with that. That match was terrible.
We got a whole bunch of them in our future now. His ass finna get the belt. Oh, God. I finna start watching.
Who about to get the belt? Who?
Dog.
But you know how he gonna get that belt though, right? We gonna see a they ain't gonna see that. We gonna see a Samoan Swati. The authors of pain gonna come out and they gonna whoop the living shit out of Brock Lesnar. I'm talking about Allah beat his ass.
That'll make Doom happy.
Put him on the stretcher.
That'll make Doom happy because Doom ain't no fan of Brock, no way.
And Nia Jax on it. The Usos, they're gonna have the whole family out there just whooping on them. That's what we gonna see.
All they ass need to ride off into the sunset on a piece of plywood back to Samoa.
All them at the end of WrestleMania go up that ramp and stand there roast the with all the belts.
You forgot the Usos with the tag team.
They're gonna move the Usos to Raw. We're gonna see a whole faction. Nia Jax gonna win. It's gonna be a whole faction, and they're gonna get the living shot of Brock. That's what I wanna see.
You gotta cut a promo against them. Like Tony T said, somebody come out with a damn pig on Monday night and say, "Hey man, we got all these small ones here."
Here's my problem.
Right.
Home
Depot plywood.
Here's my problem with the Samoan.
It's some palm leaves.
Here's my problem with the Samoan World Order. Now if they walk away with all the belts and they start posting pictures, they probably won't get no flat. But when the brothers do it, next pay per view, everybody lose their belt.
That's the world we live in, man.
I can't speak on that. I'm half Samoan, so.
No, he finally didn't admit it.
You remember that picture, Tony C? That they posted, they all had the belt and everything, black excellence. And then the minute that I posted, next pay per view, all them drugs lost.
I hope Bobby Lashley come in and whoop his ass tomorrow night. Beat the water out of his hair. Beat his hair dry.
You know what? That's something else I didn't think about. Lashley could be the reason why Lesnar loses.
Yeah, that can happen too.
Well, Bobby Lashley will be there tonight. So.
Yeah, that can happen. Dana
White is walking out with Brock Lesnar and saying, "Nah, bitches."
So they threw Conor McGregor to the wolves, so they finna.
Oh yeah. You know, Conor got stripped.
Well, he got stripped before then, but hell, I thought it was money.
Fake ass WWE trying to be like WWE, all that. Come on, bro.
That video looks so corny.
My question is, did they have a camera in the inside of the bus when it went through the window?
Yeah, they did. You know it was staged. It was staged.
That whole thing was a work, man.
Try to get right
into it. Storyline.
It was a storyline.
That whole thing was a work, man. That whole thing was a work. Now, there was footage of a trial, and they got both guys got bond, and I think they go back to court June 14th or something like that. But
was somebody bleeding on the bus? You know it was a work. He cut himself.
Bleeding. They say, you know, they're going to be like, "We're going to drop the charges, but we're going to settle this in the ring." Conor, you got to fight for your job. They'll be like, "Wait a minute."
If you want the guy so bad.
Hey, you didn't see
If you want the guy so bad, make the fight.
You didn't see the end of the video where Undertaker came out and said, "Buckle up, Teddy." And he just drove away.
Oh, man.
Where to, Connor?
I mean, if Wolf and Conor McGregor, we wouldn't even know that UFC had a pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's true. That's true. That's true. They should have waited to that. I think we talked about that earlier, dude. They should have done it the following weekend.
Yep. He got Vince Russo over there with the book.
Yep. Hey, they say you know you're going to have Conor McGregor's going to jump on that limo and they're going to pull him in when they pull off. Like Macho Man that night did. NWO attack.
Somebody, he's jumping on the tabloid.
I'm waiting for somebody's vehicle to blow up in MMA.
That's what we really know is a damn work.
Yeah.
The death of Dana White, and then somebody killed their family like Benoit, and he got to break kayfabe.
And then Dana White was killing me. Then Dana White was killing me.
They can start a partnership with the E-Watt.
And then Dana White was
like a minor league.
And then Dana White was killing me. He was going all on ESPN and all these other networks every time. Like, Conor's career is done. It's finished. No, it's not.
He gonna challenge. It's gonna be Dana White versus Conor McGregor. McGregor's gonna turn into the UFC's version of Steve Austin. You ruined it. Damn it.
And then you have Mayweather cut a promo how he's going to the Octagon and shit. Come on, man.
Hey, yeah, that's a story too. Up until my Floyd Mayweather, he won't fight again unless it's in UFC. Okay, don't do it, Floyd. Don't do it.
Hey, that's what happened when you get goddamn Vince Russo the book, man.
Don't you do it? I'm no fan of Floyd Mayweather as a person. I'm really not a fan. I
only want to see Floyd get kicked in the head. That's all.
I'm really not a fan of Floyd as a boxer.
I want him to get choked out and shit on himself like that one chick.
Like I said, I'm not a fan of Floyd as a person, and I'm not really a fan of Floyd as a boxer anymore. But, bruh, no.
Floyd Mayweather fans are the same fans as like everybody else, like the Alexa Bliss and the LeBron James fans.
No, don't do it.
Blind witnesses.
Yeah.
Oh, he's undefeated. He's the greatest boxer of all time.
I think it was a year ago. Yeah, somebody told me Floyd was the best boxer of all time. No. That's not true.
Well, you get his ass in that octagon.
It's over.
We'll find out what a real fight is.
He'll be like, Thunder, put him in there with Thunder Lips.
I think it's one kick.
It's gonna be like what Pat Morita said to Daniel LaRusso. There's no tournament. This for real.
It's for real.
Karate Kid Part 2.
Yep. SmackDown Tag Team Title Match. The Usos, who are your champions, versus the New Day, versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Who y'all got?
The Bludgeon Brothers finna rape them in their own penitentiary.
Damn.
With them sledgehammers.
Fresh rip.
No Vaseline. The Bludgeon Brothers better win.
I can see why you say that. I really could.
I'm going with the Usos.
They're going to Raw, man. Like I said, the shakeup is happening after Mania. There's some people jumping brands. Raw's tag team division is sucking.
It is.
So you're going to take the Usos. You're going to keep the New Day over there in SmackDown.
Y'all think the Usos are the best tag team in the E right now?
Yes, they are.
Them and the New Day neck and neck.
Yeah.
And I can't put out Sheamus and Cesaro. They just in the hat.
V105 in the top, well, the second most.
Yeah.
I like the Usos a lot in that match because they don't have step, you know, and they don't botch, you know.
I don't like the way Jimmy treat Naomi.
Hey, that's room for Surfer to move in.
How's he mistreating?
Surfer like Madea Jack.
That's room.
Hey, she wasn't bad looking in that black dress.
No.
Naomi, speaking of that,
Tamina's number two.
Did anybody see Becky Lynch at the Hall of Fame, sir?
Oh, Lord, yes.
You see what I was talking about? Yes. When they were, you could see her boob, but then the camera jumped up.
Yes.
I'm sitting there like...
The cameraman thought it was slick.
It looked a lot bigger than when she usually... I'm sitting there like, what the hell?
And wasn't that the... And that was the second time that yep. they did that to her. They did that to her, I think, last year.
Because it was like... It was Charlotte was sitting beside her, and you could just see all up in that. And I was like...
They did that to her last year. You know?
Yeah. I remember they had the same picture, like her side boobs and shit.
Yup. Yup. Second time they've done that.
It's like the guy, it's like he's looking forward to this shit every year.
Oh, Paige is wearing next to nothing. No, was that, no, that was Lana. I think it was both of them. Lana didn't have nothing on under her dress.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over the Raw Tag Team Championship. Cesaro and Sheamus are your champion versus Braun Strowman and a partner to be determined. Who y'all think that partner's gonna be?
James over.
Hell no, he's an indie doing his thing. I think him and Goldberg are champions on the indie scene.
Gilbert.
Are champions on the indie scene.
I heard a rumor of Hulk Hogan.
I'm making this Neville, and that'd be completely funny.
Neville ain't coming.
I think it's Rey Mysterio.
It could be Zach Gowen.
Did someone say Zach Gowen?
I did. Because Zach Gowen will get Braun Strowman. They're going to go after Brock Lesnar before he leaves again. They're going to do a run in.
You know how he keeps saying these hands? Maybe he's talking about Mark Henry's son.
Ray.
No. The son he had with Mae Young. Oh. You know, the hands?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because he's always talking about these hands.
Bobby Lashley's going to be his father. There you go.
I won't be shocked by that. If you're going
to be him. That'd be a hard tag team to beat.
Yeah. Who could they bring up from NXT?
Velveteen Dream.
He ain't ready, not yet. Gotta say that.
Partner.
Hey, he better than everybody else that made it tough enough. Yeah. Him and Mandy.
Yeah. So true.
I still don't get this Ricochet guy, but.
He can do flips.
Named that the Big Red movie. That's why people love him.
If you leave him,
wasn't that the one when the guy was shooting the people on the football field, Tony C?
No, that's Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, Last Boy Scout. If you
Ricochet
leave,
had John Lithgow in it, I see.
If you leave Ricochet as a cruiserweight, he might be all right though.
Yeah. I think the cruiserweight division in about another year.
He just don't look right. I don't know.
Because he's damn Prince Puma. That's what you know him from.
He ain't loud enough for you.
No, it's not that. It's just I don't see him or Offspring. I just fucking don't see them in the WWE. Go back to the indies.
His hair ain't long enough. His hair ain't long. It's wet.
And it's with Tessa Blanchard. That's what it is.
Ooh, my goodness. If y'all seen Tessa Blanchard,
I don't like it. You got a conflict, bro.
Oh, my goodness. If you guys seen Tessa Blanchard? Have you guys seen Tessa Blanchard lately? Oh, my God. Boy, she's looking good. Looking good. If you haven't seen her lately, look up. Oh my goodness. WB United States Championship match. Randy Orton, your champion, versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Rusev.
Jinder Mahal.
I knew you were going to go there, Tony C.
Yep. Jinder Mahal. You got Jinder Mahal. I'll take it.
Who you got?
Modern day Maharaja.
Man, who you got, Randy?
I don't know. I get the feeling they're going to give it to Rusev just so he could stay in the WWE because I'm hearing that he wants to leave and shit.
Yeah.
He should.
I mean, there's nothing there for him no more. I think he should leave.
Ended at WrestleMania, what, 32?
When he wore that damn tank. They should have had the Soldiers on that tank with him. That would have been
somebody hit him with that golden shovel.
John Cena buried him.
Yep. Still his heat.
I ain't say that.
John Cena.
I ain't say no name.
John Cena out there. John Cena out there burying people as usual.
They took his title. They took his title.
Took
his streak. And his girl. His title, his streak, and the girl.
That's true.
I'm surprised the guy didn't shoot himself.
Hey, when you go home to Lana, and it's kind of hard not.
That's true, too. I like Bobby Roode in this match. I really do. I think they give it back to him.
I think he's going to turn heel. He got to turn heel.
See, oh yeah, we talked about that before. Somebody's making a heel turn here. And Bobby Roode would be the perfect guy to do it.
TNA Bobby Roode.
Yep. Could be a TNA Bobby Roode and a WWE Bobby Roode. As long as they keep his theme, I'm cool. I love his theme.
Or Willow might be Brownstone Pardon. And Willow be a
That's something else I ain't think about. Can you imagine Braun Strowman at the Willow House?
Oh, yeah.
Willow!
He transformed out of that wood.
Willow!
I thought I love Willow.
That'd be perfect, man.
And once he come out in the Battle Royal, he gets, damn it, in a Royal Rumble, he gets eliminated, and then Willow come back out. Well, he go into the ring, come out as Willow.
That'll be awesome.
He could do the Mankind shit.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
He come out as Jeff Hardy, then as Willow, then as Brother Nero.
Three different people.
They need to make him champion so he can bring that belt back with the look cut out of it. From TNA.
You going with Antichrist of TNA?
So,
wasn't according to Rage one of the best titles ever?
I think Rage did say that.
Purple.
Yeah, nah.
That shit looked like a glory hole, man. That shit had a mouth. What the fuck?
Samoan Joe coming back tomorrow night, so yeah, it's gonna be Samoan versus Samoan, probably a backlash.
Roman Reigns gonna be talking trash, and Joe gonna come out and stretch him.
And his name is Joe, so it's gonna be a Joe versus Joe match.
Aren't they from two different tribes, right, though?
Joe's more real Samoan.
Yeah. The more Joe can actually rough.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is the more real Samoan than Samoa Joe.
How you figure that?
What? Why? You have wit. You got a bunch of
No, money? It's not that. It's just so Samoans out here in the Bay Area look just like Roman Reigns. That's
they
a Samoan.
Like damn Samoa Joe. Shit.
Nah.
For real.
Roman Reigns, and the Usos.
They with Samoa Joe.
Nah.
They built like Samoa Joe.
Yep.
There's some people out here in the Bay Area, because there's a lot of Samoans in the Bay Area where I live at in California, Northern California. There's a lot of Samoans that look like Roman Reigns.
The same long, the same skin tone, the same hair.
David Dennison. David Dennison. Guard now, man. Tighten all their ass up. Their paperwork better be right. David Dennison's gonna round up all their ass.
Yep. Then they stop their work visas.
That's right.
Can't touch you. Yeah.
Samoans are Americans. Just to let y'all know.
Yeah.
Not really.
Samoa is American territory.
That is true. Suffrey is right about that.
David Dennison said he ain't. You
can
send the National Guard down
there
and round
their
asses up.
Ain't gonna happen
all day. Turn the plywoods around.
WWE Intercontinental Championship match. The Miz is your champion. Congratulations to the Miz. Remember when we used to have that baby. Versus Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Who y'all got?
I got Finn.
You got who winning?
Finn.
Okay.
Careless about Finn. I wouldn't mind seeing Seth Rollins champion.
The Shawn Michaels 2.0, Seth Rollins, go over.
I'm looking. I would love Finn to win this. I don't think he will, but I would love for Finn to win it. You know, in my heart of hearts, I think.
Yes, and Finn Balor hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, I don't think they trust him.
That's gonna be the peak of his career.
I don't think they trust him as a
champion. He ain't full of shit, cause damn, Seth Rollins was hurting everybody during that year.
But there's a difference. Seth Rollins was hurting everybody. He had his little injury, but other than that, he wasn't hurt. He was hurting. He wasn't hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Seth Rollins was hurting people.
Hey, you ain't about to respect Seth Rollins. He was sending people receipts.
Okay. What'd you say?
Why he can't hurt Boomer?
Seth Rollins saved us from probably a boring as a title reign anyway.
I just think that Finn, as great as he is in the ring, I just don't think they trust him. And because of that reason,
I think he's boring as shit.
I think he's very good, but I just don't think they trust him.
He's vanilla when it comes to the Finn Balor character.
I feel like, let's say he's a good wrestler, but then his character is boring as fuck.
Unless he goes back to being demon.
When I saw him in New Japan, like when they were going over looking at, you know, who Prince Devitt was and all that stuff, he was a better character than he is right now.
What is his character? They haven't gave him one, and that's the problem. They're not giving nobody no characters.
He was a demon out there. So he was a demon, head of the Bullet Club. He need a faction behind him to really, if you really want to put it that way, like a good faction. And I think he'll do good.
And right now he's on his own. So
yeah. His whole gimmick right now is I know how to do the click symbol. Oh, look, I know how to do it. Come on, man. Fuck is fuck.
Oh, man. That's why I think Seth is going to take it. I think the Miz is going to drop it to take some time off with that baby, that beautiful baby that I saw. I think they give it to Seth. Particularly if Roman win, I think you'll really see it go to Seth Rollins. All right. The match everybody will probably just take a bathroom break on. Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
That's not closing the show?
Nope. I don't think it is.
Well, I got Triple H and Stephanie on this one.
I bet you do. You want to call somebody a mark.
And the reason why I say that is because that's what's in Ronda Rousey contract. I bet you she lose tonight. Her first match, she lose.
They gonna stand on Triple H's entrance tonight. That's what I want to know.
Probably about 5 million.
Quick question. Do y'all think Stephanie's actually is Ronda Rousey actually gonna how you say it? Like, put her over. Sell her, you know, getting beat up and shit from Stephanie.
She didn't do that damn cable shot she took.
When is the last time Triple H won? WrestleMania, what? 31, right? Against Sting. Yeah,
Rock.
It's time for him to win again. At least once.
Sting should have went over with that shit. Fuck Triple H. No. That was the pettiest shit ever.
That was sad.
Let me get on my WCW high horse. Triple H was never as over as Sting was ever. He had to marry himself into the damn business. I said it, damn it.
And even then, he wasn't as over as Sting. Yeah. Even then.
I mean, Sting should have won, but that's right. But Triple H had been losing for a couple of years now. He won a win once, so.
No, whatever. He had to be the guy to put the end of damn WCW.
I'm just telling y'all, don't be shocked if Triple H and Stephanie wins. This is just this is a political thing too.
I won't tell you what's gonna,
I feel like Stephanie, the last match she had, she won, remember? So I think she's gonna like tap out to Ronda Rousey.
And don't forget, not that it matters.
My thing is, yo, she, oh my god, it's gonna be disgusting to see Ronda Rousey put her over, you know?
I don't think you'll see Stephanie pin Ronda. If Triple H wins, if Triple H and Stephanie wins, I think it's Triple H pinning Kurt Angle. I can't see Stephanie McMahon pinning Ronda Rousey. I can't see it.
Triple H have lost WrestleMania 30, mm-hmm. WrestleMania 32, and 33. Yeah. You think he gonna lose on 34? I don't know.
Yeah, he got the record, the most lost. I think it's 11.
If Triple H and Stephanie win, it's gonna be Triple H pinning Kurt Angle. I can't see Stephanie doing it to Ronda Rousey. I cannot see it. I can't see that. Then if you have Stephanie pin Ronda, you kill Ronda. Kill it.
Yeah. Triple H got the record. I think he had 11 losses at WrestleMania.
Jesus. All right, let's move on over to the WWE Raw Women's Championship match. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. I got Nia Jax.
I got Carmella winning that.
Carmella coming in for the cash in.
Nope. That would be the best thing.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
I don't want to see less Alexa or Nia Jax champion.
I can't stand Bliss. I can't stand Carmella. Again, just a product of, you know, sucking in the ring. But because, you know, she's quote unquote blonde, you know, they have people overlook the fact that she's deficient in the ring. I can't see her. I don't like her. But I can see her cashing that in on Nia. And going from there.
Nah, Nia's gonna get like a DQ because she beat the hell out of damn whatchamacallit, and then Carmella's gonna run in. Bam. It's gonna be the Seth Rollins moment.
That could happen. That can definitely happen. Like I said, I just don't care for
Carmella can cash in on any of the two champions, right?
So that's gonna be your Vince Russo moment of the night, the swerve.
It could be the next match coming up. It'll be SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Asuka. It could be that match too.
It's too much money involved in that match. Because you got Carmella, and then she's gonna talk trash. Then damn, Ronda's gonna come in and rape her.
I like Asuka in that match. Who y'all got? I know somebody here got Charlotte. Who here is picking Charlotte?
I am. Okay. Like I told y'all, Asuka is not going over. I don't see Asuka and Ronda.
Nakamura.
I just don't see it.
Whatever. You already know.
So you don't think both or you don't going to win tonight?
Hell no. This is... You know who he talking about? Vince. One of them got to lose, bro.
Shit, you got to.
One of them got to lose. And I just don't see it. I just don't see Asuka versus Ronda being a big main event for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it.
AJ Styles is gonna lose because he's hurt.
Like, I see Charlotte in Ronda Rousey, but I just
Charlotte's
don't...
going to Raw, dog. I'm trying to tell you, dude. Like I said, man, they're going to get a program going between Ronda and damn Charlotte to carry over these next 5-6 months.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it. For some reason, I see the streak ending at WrestleMania.
Okay.
I see this streak ending at WrestleMania.
This is going to be a race relations pay-per-view. Vince is going to write all the races wrong. Get a belt for Brothers, for Moen, Oriental.
I just don't see her winning. It's time for her to lose. She's been winning all this time. It's time for her to lose against another wrestler. And I think Charlotte should retain that championship. I'm telling you what.
No, I think that's 34. I think that's being safe for Ronda Rousey. That big streak is gonna be for Rousey.
What?
I can see it now. Right, she's gonna have her own little NWO, and then somebody's gonna come and hit him with the cattle straw. Yeah, boom.
Shayna Baszler, that's what's gonna be. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, old bird still mad about his street getting broke
on his birthday. No, that's petty.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just can't see Asuka winning today, but we'll see. She might win, but I just feel like it can go either way. It can go either way.
This is how the Orientals is winning, man. Get with it.
The Oriental Express is on the way.
Right.
Hey, did you hear what she said at damn Expo Asuka? She said that Muda is her favorite fan ever since she got into wrestling. And if it's a wrestler about to beat it, she won't hesitate to use Muda's miss to win.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte's about to win. That miss is coming out tonight.
All right. We'll see.
Why you ain't asking someone? I'm going to
lock her ass in that finger four. Her now ass going to tap.
Why you hating
finger four, not finger four.
Why you hating
on the Oreo?
Finger four, whatever.
Why you hating on... Why you hating...
The figure eight.
The figure eight.
Figure eight, yeah, the figure eight.
Why you hating on Oscar so much, man?
I'm not hating. I just don't like. I'm just being logical
are
with
you
it.
Saying the, is she an Oriental woman has no place as a champion?
No, no, it's not that. I just don't.
Been hanging out
see
with Double A lately.
Hanging out with Double A lately.
Taking orders at a restaurant.
I just don't see it. I just don't see Charlotte losing to.
Where do you see?
Asuka have to lose. I don't want her to. I don't want her to lose to Ronda Rousey. Come on now, that's bullshit. We already know when they go up, she's going to lose. I'd rather see Charlotte beat her, and that's just a fact off of that. Charlotte is a wrestler.
So is Asuka.
I know, but I'd rather see that. I don't want to see Rousey beat Asuka.
I think it's something deeper than that. You got something against the Oriental.
I don't. But I don't want to see Ronda Rousey, an MMA fighter, come in and beat Asuka. Come on now. If anybody deserved that, that's Charlotte.
She don't deserve shit. Why Charlotte? It's about what's to make money, man.
Why Charlotte?
Yeah, like, they don't give a shit about that.
Look, Charlotte has improved, and I love her for doing that, but why Charlotte?
And I think that's the only one that will pull off a great in a Ronda Rousey. What type of match is that? This
if her name was Charlotte Jones, would you care?
If she was black, I mean, if she was black and she was as good as she is, I'd be like, yeah, because she's a wrestler. Goodness. I don't know. Ronda should not beat Asuka. No, should not come in and start acting like Brock Lesnar. I don't have no time for that Brock shit no more. We're not going with that again.
That's the thing. Like, that's what we want, but not what. Yeah. That's not what Vince is gonna give us.
Nope. That's what I tell y'all. That's what.
No. So be right on certain shit. When I stick to it, Charlotte is gonna go over. What? Like I said, Charlotte's gonna go over Roman Reigns, and it's gonna beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar, his family.
I'm offended by this wrestling caller. So. Mr. Hightower got something against Oriental women.
Yeah, he do. What White Lightning at when I need him? Where is he at, man? I need White Lightning on him. He'll defend the Stone.
But he got no problem with booming and his team winning all the belts.
Right. He ain't got no problem with
the Samoans
winning.
Yep, we got no problem with them winning.
But when Nakamura and Asuka compete, he don't want them to win.
Oh, Nakamura, I want to see Nakamura go over. But
Oriental woman has no place to stand.
I just
thought we're
gonna talk about this later on this afternoon.
I tell you, you know, Asuka got a little black in her, right?
I don't want Asuka.
I agree with that, Doom. She got a little black in her soul, because normally a whore and a woman ain't that thick.
Or and a woman can't be champion.
Because or and a woman normally aren't that thick either.
Yep.
She got some black in her soul. I don't know. You know. All right.
I got a real problem with this.
Yeah, he sound like that dude on that Memphis TV talking about he hate, you know, chinks and stuff, man, you know.
Pretty much. You might as well call her that. Yep. So she can't win.
She can't win. WWE Championship match, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Look, at some point, you got to put Nakamura over, and this might be the time.
Yeah, especially AJ has, what, a knee injury? He's going to work through it, but I bet you he's going to have surgery.
Yeah, cause I don't think he's I don't know if he's even been cleared. I mean, I'm assuming he has been, but yeah, I think this is the time you make Nakamura your champion. You got to put him over at some point. His whole rise from NXT was nothing.
Yeah,
Nakamura should go over.
Yeah,
I bet you think
so. Yeah, he should.
Be an Oriental man.
Just remember, Nakamura couldn't beat the Indian guy, but he could beat AJ Styles.
They were cheating.
They were cheating, that's true.
And the Singh brothers were getting their ass whooped.
Are you talking about he could beat Jinder?
Yeah, Jinder Mahal. Man, whooped his ass.
Hey, that's Jinder, man. You can do that. You want to buy it.
And finally, the WWE Universal Championship match. Brock Lesnar was your champion versus Roman Reigns.
Like I said, we're going to see somebody get their ass whooped and everybody going to leave happy.
Is there not someone who can stop this match?
Hightower, I think you and me are the only one that's waiting for this shit to happen.
Still waiting for him to get his ass kicked. Honestly. It's time to go.
That's
bye
it.
Bye. Don't come back. Fucking ruined the fucking business for 2 fucking years.
So you think it's going to be a bunch of standing and walking around like Goldberg and Brock like that 1 year and they're going to flick off the crap up?
I don't care what happens. I just want the guy to lose.
Bob Lesnar never got out with having a bad match with the Undertaker, damn it.
I hope he do the finger poke of Doom. I hope he do the finger poke of Doom and Brock just lay down. 1, 2, 3, match over. Make everybody mad.
Boomer can only wish to have a career like Brock Lesnar. Only wish. Only wish.
I had no time for Brock. Not no more. Take your ass to USC.
You got no time for Boomer.
Take your racist ass to NXT.
Oh, come on.
I mean to USC.
Come on. How you know the man a racist?
Big buffoon.
I ain't know that. How
Brock
know
is
that?
Racist.
How
okay?
You know Brock racist? Come on now.
You can see it in him.
Dang.
Why? Because he hit Roman Reigns and Brock. Well, you need to hit him with a stiff elbow tonight. Give him some receipt. Mess up that damn...
This the big racist.
Yeah.
Care about Brock. I care less.
Leave. Nobody care about Boomer.
Leave. Just leave.
You can't even get a clean reaction from the crowd.
You gonna get one tonight.
Has he ever gotten a state cheer?
He gonna get one tonight.
Jaren is more over than Roman Reigns, damn it.
I say get the whole locker room out there. Kick his rear end.
Anytime they have to change your entrance because they're scared a fan might knock the shit out you, that mean you ain't over.
Jaren is more over than Roman Reigns.
These punk ass fans ain't about to do nothing out there.
If he's so over, why he gonna come through the crowd again? Why they stop them from coming through the crowd?
True that.
Punk ass fans ain't about to do nothing.
All
right. Yes.
They know.
We'll see.
You say people tired of Brock. People tired of Boomer ass. You ain't done nothing.
Hey, I'd rather see Boomer as champion than Brock.
And we'll catch y'all guys later, man.
All right, man. We're about to end things. I think it's...
You, My thing is, let's say if Roman wins, we could see another champion also. But with Brock as champion, motherfuckers gonna keep that shit for 3 more years? Nah, man, I'm not down with that anymore.
Listen,
you gonna go home with the title.
Booming gonna be in the ring celebrating. People gonna be watching Brock and Dana White walk up the ramp because they ain't gonna be worried about him, man. Just like last year, people worry about the other stuff, but they won't study Booming.
I don't really care less.
People care less about him. I don't see why y'all don't get it, but he like.
I don't see why you don't get that Brock is fucking terrible. He messed up.
That's the character,
and that really is him. At the end of the day,
how he acted.
I have no time.
Oh my God! So you think when Boomer in his 40s and he be wrestling part time, he's gonna do the same damn thing?
No, he ain't.
The same thing you ain't on Brock for. I want to hear. I hope we do.
When The Rock was doing part time, I had no problem with doing part time.
I didn't say the Rock could do part time.
He give us a hell of a match every year.
I didn't say The Rock
don't give us shit.
I'm talking about Roman Reigns when he get in his 40s and he be part time and still be champion. I want you to say the same thing.
And now I'm gonna say, but I know he's gonna give us a match at least a 20 minutes in the back. Shit. Shawn Michaels was part time at the time. Shawn Michaels was part time when he came back. He was kind of like part time.
Hold on. He gave us good matches. Wait a minute.
I lost some of my respect with the Dean Ambrose match.
Wait a minute. You said Roman Reigns gonna get somebody a 30-minute match?
I mean,
he's gonna get carried for 25, bro.
that's fine. At least he's giving us
a hell. No,
Brock just coming in here doing hit his
super. You get carried for 25 or 30 minutes. You showed me a match where he was the lead and he carried the match.
I'm not talking about
that. I just showed you matches. Okay, yes, Brock, we are. You just said. Matches. You said Roman Reigns could give you a 30-minute match. Show me a 30-minute match where he carried somebody for 30 minutes. And I'll give you his spots right now. Well, he did. Well, he was calling his spots.
Okay,
and he did the work.
Okay, you have it. Okay.
But I can show you a match where Brock Lesnar carried people for 30 minutes.
I can show you back in 2004.
It don't matter. It's in the record book. You gonna never have no match with Roman Reigns carrying nobody.
Okay, but at the end of the day, we're talking about now. What is Brock doing for now?
What is he not there for later? Vince McMahon put that gimmick on him.
Brock Lesnar put that gimmick on
him.
This wasn't all the way fixed.
But he wanted to capitalize on Brock Lesnar's success in the MMA. If Brock Lesnar was like CM Punk, getting his ass knocked out and all that, They would have bought him back as no MMA Brock Lesnar. He was a freaking MMA champion. Of course he's gonna capitalize on that, bro. Come on,
Things should have changed when he lost 30 seconds to Goldberg. That's what Brock should have started.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, you feel me?
They should have went back to him wrestling a little bit, doing a couple of moves. I can agree on that.
Just doing a couple of moves will make me happy is to have suplex after suplex after suplex.
We can touch and agree on that. Definitely.
Like him and Samoa Joe, I loved when Brock did that. That was a good match. Him and Samoa Joe was a good match. But it seemed like with everybody else, he just, I don't care. Like, why are you here then?
It's like that whole thing.
You gotta care a little bit. Evan Nash was about the money, but he cares a little bit. Care a little bit.
The worst thing that happened to him was that success in the MMA. Because being that mean, he went to that gimmick. Like, if CM Punk keep getting his ass knocked out, the day that he come back to WWE, because it's gonna happen, he ain't gonna come back as MMA CM Punk. You gonna come out with the shirt on and take this and you know, like that.
We're here.
Oh yeah, see if CM Punk come out, if Punk come back, he gonna fucking job to Triple H. He owe Triple H that much.
But they can't put that evil Bay Gibbico here because he got his ass whooped.
Yeah, he got his ass whooped. Go get his ass whooped again.
Alright, guys.
Yeah, he needs to agree.
Alright, guys. We got
he needs to go put over. Triple H over.
Yeah.
He already did.
CM Punk needs to put over the young whippersnapper Triple H.
Man,
48
years
old. He beat him at 96.
You go put him over and from me.
All right, you guys. Oh, we got 5 minutes left in the show. Right after us, in about 35 minutes, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 1:30. Then at 4 p.m., we have the Rant live at 4 p.m. And then after WrestleMania, we'll have the post show live at 12.
You talk about John Cena? No, this is a match. That was people got quiet and got off. We ain't got no match.
I'm not quiet because of that. I'm quiet because y'all fell back into your corners of arguing about Brock. So, I mean.
I just had to do it for old time's sake.
Surfer, you don't like Brock either?
I don't care.
We ain't got no match.
To be honest, but hey. You gonna be going.
How do you feel about Cena not having no match?
Oh, well.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. What? 20
I
years?
Him and the Rock.
20 years ago, he didn't have a match either. So,
what 20 years ago got to do it right now? Today.
At one time, he didn't have a match. Now he don't have a match. So,
now look, Gary told him he got a better shot getting a match. You know. Oh.
All right, guys, we are running down to the end of the call-in show, media edition. One more time, just for good measure. Coming up next on the network, live at 1:30 is Turnbuckle Throwbacks, followed by The Rant live at 4 p.m. Then we'll have the WrestleMania post-show live at 12 midnight. And then Monday, the whole marathon will be replayed starting at 6 a.m. with the Shining Wizards. Gentlemen, is there anything else you want to get out there? Anything else you want to say before you get out of here for the day?
You know nothing about this. Yeah,
what?
What in the world?
What?
Anything
else you guys want to get out there for we roll out for the day? Surfer, anything? Tony C, anything? Randy, anything?
What?
Anything else you want to get out there for we roll out for the day?
No.
Thank you one and all for calling in. Thank you for everybody in the chat room. I appreciate it. It's been fun to do this one more time. Because of Mania, there'll be no sports report tomorrow night. I'm going to be exhausted. Plus, I got a lot to do tomorrow, so there'll be no sports report tomorrow night.
Stop lying to these people. Do your job, man. Show up for work. Show up for work tomorrow. You know what? William Morgan's not doing the sports report tomorrow. I'm doing the sports report tomorrow. 11:15. I'll be there. We're going to be talking about LeBron. We're going to be talking about Tom Brady. We're going to talk about all the greats.
I tell you what. You send me that on paper that you're going to be there, and I'll do it. Put that in cement that you're going to be there tomorrow night.
I can't hear you over the noise.
Put it down and cement that you'll be there tomorrow night, and I'll do it.
You gonna be there tomorrow night?
If you're there, I'll be there.
Okay.
Cool. So there will be a sports report tomorrow night. Me and Surfer will be on.
No, me and Surfer. I'm not gonna be there tomorrow night.
See.
If you're gonna be there, there's no point in me being there.
See.
I'm always gonna be there because you don't want to do your job.
See. That's just disrespectful. You've only called to the sports report once, sir.
No, it was twice.
Once. But that's neither here nor there. Don't forget to join us for all the fine shows. Follow us on all our social media and so forth. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you being with me today. and we'll see you on the other shows. Take care, guys.
Later. Peace.
My brother is great at business. Oh, that's right. You want to get them target back.